Blog Talk Radio.
Turn the red light down.
My name is Zoe. I'm a musical prostacat. I held my mind and fell asleep long ago when the world was flat. And through a stained glass dream, I saw him. He said,
my name is Beauty.
Beauty, living a life of the right, she went, all right, beauty, come the end.
everybody, it's Zoe Moon. I am having weird things on my end down here. I hope that you are hearing me loud and clear on your end. It's going to be quite a long show if you're not, or maybe a very short show if you're not, I guess. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Honestly, there is some really big things going on in this week ahead. I'm here covering the week of May 19th through the 26th. And let's just dive right into it. Okay, I see. I'm sorry, I just keep seeing something light up here at the studio. I just want to make sure that I'm coming through with you guys. All right, so in this week ahead, first of all, we have new energy flooding into the Gemini part of the sky. This is going to happen on Friday the 20th and Tuesday the 24th. And it is going to be the sun moving into Gemini and then Venus moving into Gemini. Both are going to stay there over the weeks ahead and illuminate this part of the sky, which is really good for all of us when it comes to our communications. So, you know, on the one hand, this is going to feel like a lighter phase than where we've been. We've been in an earthy Taurian energy. And so, you know, this is good for structuring things and for slow, steady effort. But in Gemini, you know, it lightens up quite a bit. It's flirtatious. It's very chatty, very inquisitive energy. And so, you know, physically we may feel lighter because of this. Our ideas about what we want for ourselves will lighten up a bit. Venus, definitely, this is a much lighter, flirty period for love and for what's going on with women or income or beauty, the things that Venus rules. But all of this focus from two of the four personal energies in Gemini means that it's a stellar time for us to get in there and to write or look at agreements or make sales, to get into talks and meetings, pitch ideas, field offers. To interview or audition, and to get out there locally, get involved with our community or neighbors, or take some short trips, deal with our vehicles and electronics. Also, there can be more interaction with brothers and sisters and neighbors during this time frame. So, you know, this is definitely going to kind of kick us into what's going on here. And as soon as these energies move into these fields, they both come and sit opposite of Mars retrograde. So, you know, on Friday, the sun moves into Gemini, and then on Sunday, it sits opposite Mars retrograde. Venus moves in and instantly sits opposite Mars retrograde on Tuesday, both things happening on that day. So this means that as you're getting into all of these conversations or hearing news or offers or making decisions, that we are going to be one-on-one with somebody, probably either someone from the past or over themes that we are readdressing from the past because of that Mars retrograde. And these will have to do with ninth house matters. So again, Sunday and Tuesday, these are key days for, you know, whatever you're going to hear or talk about or meet about or decide with this other person. And you want to focus on where Mars is, which is Sagittarius. So this means getting in there over legal matters, travel plans, educational direction, anything with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. It could be about wedding plans. It could be about religious or political themes in the mix. So, you know, Mars is amped up. This is definitely a lot of passion that's coming back to the surface, or some old anger issues, or a lot of motivation with this person about what's going on from the past. So, you know, this is like definitely really getting the ball rolling between the two different things going on here. And to add to that story, the full moon on Saturday, the 21st, is in Sagittarius. So, again, you know, a full moon is bringing something to a big climax. This can be a big ending. You can be wrapping up something. You can be seeing something finally coming through. You can be celebrating. You can be marking achievements or getting some kind of recognition. And again, Sagittarian themes coming to this peak on Saturday. So legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, wedding, religious or political themes really coming to a peak. So you can see how important it is to really get in there with these key people over the next few days and to see where this is all going to take you. All right. So then the next thing going on is that Mercury retrograde is finally going to end. Yay, bravo. Here's the audience. I send up the balloons. Here comes the marching band. They're going backwards still, but they'll be turning around on Sunday. So, you know, it ends at 9:20 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. Too much longer to go. And this is important because, you know, we get to start to turn around and move it forward again with the ideas and decisions and offers and agreements that are focused on either our personal income, our possessions, or our purchases. And the good days, the days that to me seem to stand out besides Sunday when it starts to turn around and go direct again, are Tuesday and Wednesday of this week ahead, when there are some positive alignments here going to Mercury in its initial steps forward. So if you do need to kind of schedule something in with somebody to further your cause with whatever's going on with your Mercury retrograde themes, then Tuesday and Wednesday in the week ahead really stand out. And, you know, as Mercury goes direct on Sunday the 22nd, just keep in mind that, yes, you do now have the astrological okay to now go into new agreements or make new sales or new writing projects or new interviews or, you know, anything that will be around that money or purchasing or possession topic. But we're not going to get past the shadow until June 7th. So if you would like to be uber cautious, and I know some of you will want to be, then you want to kind of wait out until that period. But you will start to see some forward momentum over these next couple weeks. And just for anybody that is curious now, how long until the next retrograde, the next one will be August 30th through September 22nd. So that gives us some free and clear energy. That one will be in Virgo. So, you know, we're doing the Earth signs in our retrograde this year. And so, again, you know, really important for cementing things that are, you know, solid and grounding us or have some kind of mass to them because of the earthy nature. So, you know, here we go. And this is going to start to pick back up. And then finally, the other big thing that is going on in this week ahead is, if that's not enough, we are at the very final Jupiter square Saturn. So, you know, if you guys can picture out there in the heavens, we have had this kind of intense major outer planetary T-square that's been going on because Jupiter has been squaring Saturn and Saturn's been squaring Neptune. And so that's a lot of squares from those outer body energies, and we've felt it in all kinds of weird and funky ways. This Jupiter square Saturn began on August 3rd of 2015, and then we had our second square on March 23rd of this year, 2016, and now we are at the final square with Jupiter and Saturn on Thursday the 26th. And so if there is, and then, you know, the part that is Saturn squaring Neptune, that continues until September 9th. Until we're out from under that part. But at least half of this configuration is going to start to let go and ease up on us. So, you know, if there is still something to deal with here with Jupiter square Saturn, then it will probably, you know, be peaking in this week ahead by Thursday the 26th. And so what is Jupiter square Saturn? Well, Saturn is in Sagittarius, where we have the full moon, where we have Mars retrograding and getting you in there talking with people and bringing things to a climax this week. So the Saturn part is about really getting serious about the legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, travel, wedding, religious or political theme. And, you know, gosh, are we not seeing some of that out on the world stage big time? But I'm sure, you know, there's some stuff going on in your personal lives that has to do with this. And so Saturn's serious side means either ending something, committing to something, structuring something, dealing with limits or no's, dealing with authority types in the mix, getting ambitious, dealing with responsibilities, structuring what you can here. And the Jupiter side of this, Jupiter wants growth. Jupiter wants something big to happen, and Jupiter's pushing against dodgy Saturn, you know, all of this time since last August, trying to say, come on, I really want something big to happen here with my work or with my health or with the coworkers or with animals in my life or with paperwork that I need to get taken care of or with getting organized or cleaning. It doesn't sound too glamorous, but there it is. Or anything with hired help. So, you know, again, if there is something here with the push-pull between these two planets, you can expect that we will see it really hitting ahead by Thursday. And the good news is that after it moves past Thursday the 26th, Jupiter then is free of that blockage that has been there and will really start to, between May 26th and when it finishes its tour of Virgo on September 9th, you're going to see the biggest momentum that you have been able to see will happen during this time frame, which, again, will be focused on your work, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, pet situations, getting organized, or cleaning projects. So there you have it. That's the overview. So when we start to look at each individual sign, Aries, major week for you for conversations, for meetings, for big decisions, offers, proposals, for anything you're doing with agreements and sales and writing and interviews, anything that involves your brothers, sisters, or neighbors, a move, your vehicles, electronics, or anything involving your local community or a short trip or several short trips that you want to get involved in. And this energy is going to be kicking off on Friday and Tuesday and then getting you in there one-on-one with people in a serious way on Sunday and Tuesday. So, you know, and it's just kind of really going, it's a ball that's going to keep rolling over these weeks ahead. And it should be a better time when it comes to those subjects for you because of Venus's presence there and the spotlight from the sun. But you do really want to deal with, you know, that one-on-one scenario and it coming to a head by Saturday the 21st when it comes to the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political topic that's in the mix for you. So, you know, deal with those past people, past issues, past opportunities, and bring something either to a big close or a celebration or achievement by Saturday. And then Mercury retrograde finally ending. If Aries have had any kind of glitches or issues or slowdowns when it comes to their personal income or their possessions or their purchases, this starts to turn around on Sunday and you're going to start to see forward movement again in these areas. If you've taken this time for a do-over to go back and get something right in one of those areas, you know, you've only got a few more days to do so. So if you still need to pick up the phone and talk to somebody from the past, or send that, you know, resume out to somebody, you know, some place you used to work for or some person that you were involved with, you know, then take advantage of these next couple of days. But do expect to then start to see momentum and that Tuesday and Wednesday of this day ahead, of this week ahead, are when things are going to kind of look good in those areas. And then this Jupiter-Saturn square for Aries, you know, on Thursday the 26th, if there is still something that hasn't budged when it comes to your work, your health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, then, you know, you're going to kind of be feeling that and trying to push past it in this week ahead and expect that to kind of hit its high point by Thursday. And then, you know, again, dealing with your Sagittarius themes that I've already mentioned. So, you know, and then you're kind of going to break free of that and get to move into the chapter that is going to push you forward past that any obstacle or slowdown that has been in the picture since last August. For Taurus, all of this energy in Gemini that is going to start to percolate starting Friday the 20th and again Tuesday the 24th is really going to put you guys into lots of talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and short trips and all that, focused on making money or what you're doing with your possessions or purchases. And this is going to be that ball that keeps rolling over these weeks ahead. You're going to have a lot of momentum here. Some things are going to really be a lot easier to attract. It's going to be, you know, maybe a little charm here will go a long way. And definitely put the spotlight on you showing up and getting involved in these areas as well. And just keep in mind that as you go into this week and you start to see this stuff starting to open, you do have those serious days, you know, one-on-one with somebody dealing with whatever it is you're putting forward about income or purchases or possessions, and this other person from the past or about past topics, those will involve outside or shared resources, you know, the inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, settlements, investments, commissions, alimony, child support, you know, I'm sure I'm forgetting some, but any of that kind of financial topic. Or you'll be one-on-one with somebody about the sex life, reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce, or third-party scenarios. So something in that, you know, that eighth house arena is where it's going to be important to deal with somebody. And those days are Sunday and Tuesday. And you do see something coming to a head on Saturday the 21st under that full moon. Again, something ending or something coming through or celebrated, achieved with those big financial topics or with the sex life, reproductive needs, mortality issue, divorce, or third-party matter. So work towards what you want to see culminate by Saturday with that. Mercury retrograde ending has to be a good thing for Taurus because it's been in your sign. So, you know, it slowed you down a bit to go back and either let go of something or rework it, rekindle it. And it may have been affecting your physicality, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, some kind of personal desire you have. So letting this go direct on Sunday the 22nd should start to give you that sizzle back. And whatever you were trying to rethink during this period about your needs or what's going on with you, hopefully you will have figured it out. As this energy starts to turn around, you'll have some idea about the direction you now want to go. And then this week ahead, Tuesday and Wednesday, are probably going to be the good days if you do need to dive into some new talks or meetings or you're waiting to hear from somebody. Those would be the days I would highlight. With the Jupiter-Saturn square peaking by Thursday the 26th, this is the third and final one. So you can look back to where this all began back in August. And just know that, again, you know, anything serious that you need to end or commit to or get, you know, ambitious about when it comes to the big financial picture, the sex life, reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce, or third-party scenarios will be really at the forefront in this week ahead as this final square completes. And Jupiter is up against that saying, but I really want something big to happen with my creative projects or with my love life or with the kids or with the, recreational time that I need. And so if there's still that obstacle to clear on the financial level or in the divorce or, you know, any of those eighth house matters, then you'll be dealing with that in this week ahead and then finally move past that obstacle that's been in place since the beginning of August last year. So this is good news as far as, you know, then really seeing some things start to expand in your life where love, kids, creativity, and fun are concerned. For Gemini, you know, wow, energy flooding into your sign can't be a bad thing, can it? So, you know, on Friday the 20th and Tuesday the 24th, we have the sun illuminating your sign and Venus illuminating your sign, and they're going to stay for weeks, and this is definitely putting a spotlight on you, Gemini, and telling you that this is kind of your time to shine. It's a good time to step out and get noticed. It's a good time to attract love or money flow. It's a good time to do good things for your body or your image or your brand. And put your personal needs out there because things should come easier to you during this period that's starting as soon as Friday. But you will have a couple days where something really big is going on here. This could be, you know, frustrating and challenging or something really amazing. You know, it's an opposition and a full moon, so it can go either way. So I don't know your life story, but it is really culminating here. So on Sunday and Tuesday, those are the days where you're going to be in there one-on-one with some significant relationship. Can be personal or business. It can be a romantic partnership or a business partnership. It can be a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an opponent, a competitor. So, you know, expect to really key in on somebody important Sunday and Tuesday and deal with something from the past there. Fight for it or get passionate about it, rekindle it, release it. And then something really coming to a head with this person on Saturday the 21st under the full moon. So, again, you know, really the big ending, the big completion, the big celebration achievement with that key person over Sagittarian themes, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious or political themes in the mix. Mercury retrograde ending on Sunday the 22nd. This is, you know, this period has been about you kind of either going back over secret or private things, karmic situations, situations involving addictions or healing or hospitals, situations involving romance that's clandestine or past life karmic, situations involving your spiritual practices, your artistic projects, or research and development. So you kind of had, you know, weeks to rethink something there that really kind of stems from your values or what's going on with your money flow or possessions or purchases. And so this ends on Sunday. You're going to be ready to start to move into new territory and leave that, whatever that past thing is, behind you now one way or the other. Maybe you're going to revamped it and you're taking it forward in some new way. But Tuesday and Wednesday and this week ahead, those seem to be the good days if you do need to get in and hear something or talk with somebody or, you know, move the communications forward in those areas. The Jupiter-Saturn square for Gemini, you guys, you know, Saturn is, again, dealing with that key relationship, the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent. So if there is still some big obstacle, one last big thing to get over here, you'll be dealing with that person in this week ahead, peak by Thursday the 26th. Jupiter has been really wanting something big to happen for you with your home or real estate deal, move, renovation, parent, roommate, a family. And so, you know, they're involved in this week ahead, or it's involved with this in the week ahead. So if there's something still to do, you need to get in and do it. And then once you get past Thursday the 26th, that obstacle is going to be then behind you. And you'll be able to really then see where you can go between then and September 9th when it comes to home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. For Cancer, Gemini energy, this does put you guys, you know, all this energy flooding in on Friday and Tuesday and then staying over the weeks ahead puts a lot of limelight on that mystical, magical part of the sky for you guys. And so it may be a time where you can really shine in behind-the-scenes activities. Can be good for romantic getaways or dealing with what you're going to do about that clandestine romance. It can be really good for rebalancing karma. It can be really good for what you're doing in your spiritual pursuit, your artistic projects, anything with healing in hospitals, research and development. So, you know, expect to see things smooth out a bit or to focus on women or love or beauty in the mix and really put yourself, start showing up and seeing what you can do. This should start to smooth out. However, in our week ahead, they will meet with that Mars retrograde opposition and then also something coming to a full moon climax in the same arena on Saturday the 21st. So you will be one-on-one with somebody either over the work that it needs to be done or is being done or the health situation, what's going on with the paperwork in the matter, what's going on with the animals or the coworkers or the hired help to deal with these people on Sunday and Tuesday, and then for something to really climax on Saturday the 21st under that full moon as you celebrate where, you know, the achievement there or you mark some kind of ending there. Mercury retrograde ending on Sunday the 22nd for Cancer. This is just great for, you know, finally seeing some movement going forward again now when it comes to your aspirations and your original ideas, but also anything in the social realm, starting to move forward again now with friends and groups, the internet, social networking, gatherings, parties, events, astrology, or charities. So, you know, if you've had a slowdown or you've been dealing with past stuff and rethinking it, this really does start to shift and go forward again on Sunday. The days that seem to stand out as the good days in the week ahead would be on Tuesday and Wednesday if you do want to meet or talk with somebody to see where that's going to go. The Jupiter-Saturn square for Cancer peaks by Thursday the 26th. And so, again, if there's still any last big obstacle to clear when it comes to the serious side of Saturn and the job, paperwork, pets, health, coworkers, or hired help, you'll see that. And then Jupiter has really been trying to open up and give you some kind of growth opportunity, you know, with your ideas, your talks, your meetings, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your agreements, your sales. Anything involving, you know, brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, local activities or short trips. And so once you get past Thursday the 26th, it'll be past that obstacle. So do deal with that obstacle if it's still there and see what you can cement one way or the other. For Leo, you know, this is a lot of energy moving into the social part of the sky for you guys, starting on Friday the 20th, and then again another energy on Tuesday the 24th. So expect to really see that limelight with your friends and your group activities and what you're doing online and at parties and at events and with charities and gatherings of any kind. You know, this is just a real big spotlight on you, a really good time for you to show up and get involved in these social arenas, really good time for you to attract what you want or to kind of smooth out rough edges or just find more pleasure in what's going on. And so, you know, very social time. And if you're single, definitely that party or that friend may introduce you to the right person, you know, so it can be a good way to get out and connect with people. So this is going to be in play for several weeks, but in this week ahead, there will be a couple days where something big is going on here, where you're one-on-one with somebody and dealing with the Mars retrograde and then the full moon climax. So Sunday, Tuesday are the one-on-one with somebody. Saturday is the full moon climax, and all of that is going to focus on love, lovers, children, creative projects, or something recreational. So expect to backtrack a little bit and rekindle, release, deal with anger, deal with passion, motivate in those areas with somebody, and then see it come to a big head on Saturday the 21st at the full moon. Mercury retrograde ending on Sunday the 22nd, really good for Leo as far as, you know, you've had these 3.5 weeks to go back and reassess career, go back and reconnect with old, you know, bosses, mentors, deal with any kind of situations with parents or other authority types, or review your personal goals and, you know, your do-over has been there. So this energy moving forward is now saying, okay, you had your shot at whatever you were going to fix there. Or if there was somebody, you know, exiting the scene and or coming back around. Now that Mercury is going direct, it's time to start to move forward into future directions with career goals and your authority types. And in the week ahead, Tuesday and Wednesday really stand out as the positive days if you do want to get in there and talk or meet or if you're waiting on some kind of news or information. The Jupiter-Saturn square finally culminating on Thursday the 26th for Leo. Again, anything serious as an obstacle that you still need to deal with a lover, the creative project, the recreational pursuit, or the kids, this will peak sometime in this week ahead as we get to this last square on Thursday. And Jupiter has really been trying for Leo to find some kind of big growth opportunity involving your income, your purchases, or your possessions. And so that is in this square with the Saturn part of this. By Thursday. So once you get past that, you're really going to enter into this nice period where you can see that ball really start to roll with income, purchases, and possessions. But if you still need to deal with any kind of obstacle with the kids, the love, or the creativity, or the recreation, do it in this week ahead. For Virgo, we have a lot of energy flooding into your career midheaven. This is fantastic for Virgos to really get noticed, to start stepping out, showing up, getting involved with the direction of their life, with their fame and reputation, with their career, with their personal goals, and also any dealings with higher-up type individuals, the parent, the boss, the mentor, the director, the teacher, anybody like that. So, you know, this puts it on you, lets you guys stand out and take the lead. You do want to really step up and show up and do that. And Venus is going to help you smooth things out or attract what you need, bring the right women on board. If the goal is love, it can help you with that. It can help you with income opportunities here. So, yeah, this all looks really nice and will be in play for several weeks. In this week ahead, you're going to be one-on-one with somebody from the past or some issue from the past that you're dealing with. Those days are Sunday and Tuesday as you're dealing, you know, as you're stepping up with the goal or the career or the authority figure. And so this person that you're going to be dealing with, the focus here is on your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or on family, parents, or roommates. And so, you know, get busy, redo, undo, whatever you're doing there. Expect something in that home, family, you know, those topics to peak under the full moon on the 21st. So something is finally ending or something is coming through. You're celebrating. There's an achievement. There's something big going on, you know, in the home with the renovation, real estate deal, move, family, parent, roommate situation. Mercury retrograding ending for Virgo. Definitely good news for you guys. One of your rulers And definitely it's going to feel good to see that ease up and start to be ready to move into the next thing. So if there is still anything for you to rethink, release, reconnect about over the next couple of days, you have until Sunday the 22nd. And the focus for Virgo is on legal matters, educational pursuits, travel plans, or with people at a distance, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything with weddings, religion, or politics. I know, higher mind, right? A lot of things in that area. But, you know, you have a few days left for the old stuff, and then you're going to definitely see things start to pick up again. I mean, get into those meetings and talk moving forward. And the days that stand out in this week ahead, Tuesday and Wednesday for that. The Jupiter-Saturn square for Virgo, if you still need to settle anything serious with the home, the real estate deal, renovation, move, family, parent, roommate, you know, this last square is final on Thursday the 26th. And Jupiter has been in Virgo sign, really wanting to open up the horizons for Virgo on a personal or physical level. So it really is an important week for you to try to, you know, what is it you need? What's going on with your body, your name, your image, your brand, your physical presence in the situation? What do you need to feel happier or more prosperous or to expand your horizons? If you need to still do something serious, commit or in something or structure something, work on it in this week ahead with all of this, and then you're going to be past this final obstacle, and then from Thursday the 26th of May until September 9th, Jupiter will be free and clear to really start to take Virgo out there in the bigger direction that they need to go. All right, for Libra, you know, Sun and Venus cranking into Gemini in this week ahead, so for Libra, this is the higher mind. This gives you a lot of opportunities starting to open up as soon as Friday and Tuesday. It's going to be in place for weeks ahead and definitely going to put a spotlight on Libra, let them step up, show up, get involved, shine, stand out, you know, and attract what you need, whether that's love or money or women on your side in this stuff. And in the higher-minded arena means what's going to be going on here, Libra. Anything you want to put into forward motion in legal matters, with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, educational themes, travel or with foreign people or markets or interests, anything involving weddings or religion or politics. So a big bunch of stuff there that can go really well for you guys moving forward. So do show up, get involved, push forward in those areas. Do know in this week ahead you will be dealing one-on-one with somebody, probably somebody from the past or over topics from the past with Mars retrograde as you show up in those areas. And this person is all about, you know, the talk, the meeting, the agreement, the sale, the decision, the offer, you know, or the writing or the interview, the audition, you know, it's communication oriented. For some Librans, there may be something involving a brother, sister, neighbor, vehicles, transportation, electronics, short trips, local community activities as well, you know, in that mix. So hash it out Sunday, Tuesday. Know that it comes to a head on the full moon on the 21st, on Saturday. You know, the big decision is made, the big offer comes through, the agreement is signed, the sale happens, the writing peaks, and, you know, or there's something with talks or meetings that are really big or with those siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, local neighborhood things, short trips, and work towards that. With Mercury retrograde finally ending on Sunday the 26th, any do-over, rethinking, releasing, rekindling that you've been doing about 8th house matters is finally over. So if you still need to go back and connect with someone from the past over a big financial topic, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the investment, the settlement, the alimony, the child support, your partner's money, you know, whatever that financial theme is, you have until Sunday the 22nd, and then this energy starting to move forward is definitely going to start to open new opportunities in those areas, getting into talks with new people after Sunday. This is also has a personal side, so there's also some rethinking or going back when it comes to your sex life, reproductive needs, a divorce, mortality issues, a birth, or any third-party scenarios. Again, once Mercury goes direct on Sunday, new opportunities, new directions can start to take hold. So if you still need to go back and deal with anything from the past, do it before Sunday. Good days in this week ahead for talks, meetings, offers, decisions about any of those themes are Tuesday and Wednesday. All right, and the Jupiter-Saturn square, that the third and final one from what began back on August 3rd, completes on Thursday the 26th. So any, you know, serious, you know, endings or commitments or ambitions or responsibilities or, you know, that serious Saturn energy in the area of talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, local activities, neighborhood functions, short trips, brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics. You need to kind of overcome whatever obstacles or cement something there, work on that. Jupiter's really been trying to give you some kind of growth opportunity in the behind the scenes, magical, mystical, karmic part of the sky that's been coming up against this Saturn square. So this is the final week, you know, and in that Jupiter arena, we're looking at what can grow, what can open up your world through film, music, painting, arts, poetry, anything muse related, or anything in the spiritual practice realm, meditation, yoga, prayer, anything in a romance that has a past life or karmic scenario to it, anything with healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions, anything with research or development. So as you get into this, realize you're at your very last major obstacle here. Do what you can to overcome that hurdle. And then know that once you get past that on Thursday the 26th, Jupiter finally breaks free and then is going to be really kind of getting the ball rolling between the 26th of May and September 9th to see how big you can go in those areas. For Scorpio, this is energy pouring in this week into Gemini, which is your eighth house of sex and divorce and reproduction, mortality issues, birth, and any major financial themes, you know, loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcies, settlements, investments, alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, whatever that big financial theme is. So, you know, this puts a big spotlight on you, helps you attract what you need in those areas or smooth out rough edges, helps you take the lead, helps you stand out. So you want to show up. You want to start getting involved. This starts as soon as Friday the 20th and then followed by Venus showing up there on Tuesday the 24th. And this is going to be things that are opening up for you over these weeks ahead. In this week before us, you will be one-on-one at a certain point with somebody as you show up in that financial, sexual, divorce, third party, reproductive, whatever, you know, whatever topic it is for you there. And that'll be on Sunday and Tuesday, one-on-one with somebody over past stuff that involves income, possessions, or purchases, and either getting passionate and motivated or fighting something out or dealing with old anger issues. And expect for something to come to a head under the full moon on Saturday the 21st with that income, possession, or purchase topic. So, you know, you got the big ending, the big celebration there on Saturday the 21st. And then Mercury retrograde ending on Sunday the 22nd. Scorpio, you've had 3.5 weeks to rethink things when it comes to romantic or business partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, opponents, competitors, and other major relationships. And, you know, if there's still somebody from the past you need to connect with, you've got till Sunday the 22nd, and then this energy goes forward, and then it's time, you know, you've hopefully figured out what you needed to, let go of it or rekindled it, and now new opportunities can start to flow. You can make new relationships happen or take relationships further down the road into the future or up the road. Which way does the road go for the future? So, you know, it is time, and you are going to start to see momentum, and as far as, like, days to hear from people in the new territory or to set up the talks or meetings with these key players, Tuesday and Wednesday look good in this week ahead. As far as Jupiter-Saturn squaring for the final time on Thursday the 26th, that means in this week ahead, if there is still an obstacle, something that you need to get serious about ending or committing to or structuring when it comes to your income, your possessions, or your purchases, you want to do that because Jupiter has really been knocking up against this since last August when it's been trying to give you that big growth opportunity via your aspirations and your original ideas, your friends, the group activities, social networking, internet, parties, gatherings, charities, astrology, anything in that social realm. So, you know, whatever you're dealing with here, push forward in this week ahead, look at your obstacles. then you go past it finally, and then Jupiter really is going to open up that social realm for you between May 26th and September 9th in one of the biggest ways for a 12-year cycle. So it is worth putting in the effort in this week ahead. For Sag, I'm going to take a sip of my soda. So give me 1 second so I can, like, take a breath. All right, Sagittarius. This energy in Gemini, this is opposite you. This is relationship-oriented for Sag in a very good way. We see a lot of illumination on those key players starting on Friday the 20th and then Tuesday the 24th, both energies coming in, staying for several weeks. And so this is a big highlight with romantic partners and business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors, and ways for you to show up and get involved, to make it about you and your needs, to get physically or personally present in the situation with these people, and to either smooth things out or attract what you want via Venus, bring the money flow or the love or the women or the beauty into the mix. So, you know, this is definitely a very favored time where you should stand out and be able to see some things happening with these key people. And so, you know, yes, it's going to be in play for several weeks. In this week ahead, you will have a couple days where you'll be one-on-one with somebody dealing with Mars retrograde themes, going back and rekindling old passions or dealing with old anger or getting motivated about something that's near and dear to your heart or is about you and your body image, brand, name, title, you know, something personal for you. So Sunday and Tuesday, those days are really important to do what you're going to do there, one way or another when it comes to this other person. And then expect that on Saturday the 21st, under the full moon, that is a full moon in your sign, Sag, so something is coming to a head, something really big celebrated or achieved that is focused on you, some recognition perhaps, or something that you're finally wrapping up that you've been involved in or that's been going on within the body or with the image or brand or name or title or something that finally you're at an end and you're done with it. Mercury retrograde ending on Sunday the 22nd for Sag. You know, you've had 3.5 weeks. Go back, rethink things when it comes to your job, your health, your paperwork, your pets, coworkers, hired help, getting organized, cleaning. And so, you know, hopefully you figured out what you wanted to get rid of and what you wanted to reconnect with or rework. And so once this goes direct on Sunday, new things can finally start to pick up speed and you're going to start to see things actually flow again if they've been slowed down. So new opportunities with your work and health and pets and paperwork and coworkers and hired help and organizing and cleaning. And days to meet or talk with people or hear news or offers in this week ahead in the new direction or next chapter of what's going on would be Tuesday and Wednesday. As far as Jupiter square Saturn, anything you still need to really deal with obstacle-wise, challenging yourself with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or that personal desire that you have, get serious about it in this week ahead. End it. Commit to it long-term. Get ambitious about it. Deal with your responsibilities or limits or structuring. And, you know that Jupiter is up against this and has been since August of last year, really wanting to see some personal growth for you on the career front or with your reputation and fame or with your big personal goal in life or with authority figures you're dealing with, like parents and bosses and judges and mentors and those types. So once you get past this final square on Thursday the 26th, Jupiter then is going to be free to really get that ball rolling with those personal goals and career momentum and authority figures between then and September 9th. So work on what it is you need to do. Capricorn, all this energy flowing into Gemini for you in this week ahead on Friday, starting with the sun, and then on Tuesday with Venus and being in place then for weeks ahead, this is going to put a big highlight on your work scenario and how you stand out and can take the lead and move that forward. What's going on with health interests for you, you know, what's going on with your body and how you want to get healthy, anything involving pets that you're doing something about in these weeks ahead, anything with paperwork that you want to show up and put your signature to, anything with coworkers or hired help or cleaning or organizing. This is really your time of the year to stand out and to really move things forward and attract what you need. And there may be a nice money flow here, or more pleasure and enjoyment here, or women benefiting you here, or some love in the mix. So it definitely looks like it's going to start to go really well in these areas. In this week ahead, you will have those 2 days where you're one-on-one with somebody as you're showing up in one of those areas and dealing with that past or ongoing scenario because of the Mars retrograde. That's on Sunday and Tuesday. And this will focus on either the clandestine romance or romantic getaway or karmic past life romance, or the healing hospital or addiction situation, or the artistic project, or the spiritual practice, or the research or development that's going on behind the scenes. And then by Saturday the 21st, there is that full moon climax in those areas. So something finally comes to a head and ends, or is wrapping up, or is celebrated and achieved and breaks through when it comes to that romantic, artistic, spiritual, healing, hospital, addiction, research or development theme. Mercury retrograde finally ending on Sunday the 22nd means that this 3.5 weeks of either slowing down in current things or going back and rethinking and reworking things in the past arena will finally be wrapping up. So you have a few days left if you still need to do this. The topics have been creative projects and interests, anything in your recreational life, anything with love or lovers, and anything with children. So once we get to Sunday the 22nd, you know, Mercury going direct now, new things can start to happen. New people can come on board, or new opportunities, or you can take current things into that next level as things really start to pick up. In the week ahead, Tuesday and Wednesday are the positive days if you need to talk or meet or decide things. The Jupiter-Saturn square on the 26th, any last obstacles to overcome with that karmic or past life romance or clandestine romance, or with the artistic project, spiritual practice, healing, hospital, addiction, research, or development theme. You really want to hammer that out, because Jupiter has really been trying to open up and give you growth, you some more happiness or prosperity through ninth house matters. And they're involved in this final obstacle in this week ahead. So look at, you know, is there something involving legal matters, travel, or with people at a distance, educational pursuits, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, or politics? And know that as you hammer all this out in this week ahead, that then Jupiter gets past this final obstacle on Thursday the 26th of May, and then we'll be free to really open up your world in those areas between then and September 9th. For Aquarius, lots of good energy here on Friday the 20th and Tuesday the 24th, pouring into that arena that is about true love, children, creative projects, and fun. So, you know, time for the spotlight to be on you in these areas. Definitely a great time to show up and get personally involved and physically involved and make it about you and take the lead in those areas. And with Venus showing up here, it'll help you attract what you need, smooth out rough edges, enjoy yourself more, and possibly, you know, add to the love scenario side of everything, or bring in income flow, you know, in the creative arena, or bring in, you know, women who can benefit you in any of this. So definitely a nice few weeks coming for the Aquarians starting Friday the 20th. And, you know, in the week ahead, there will be a couple days where you're one-on-one with somebody, hashing out the past issues or opportunities, or with past people. They're going to show up Sunday and Tuesday, tied in somehow to what you're doing in the creative, love, kids, or recreational arena. But this other person, you know, they're showing up either as a friend or part of the group or party or event or gathering or what's going on online or with charities or astrology. So whatever you're kind of rehashing there. Sunday and Tuesday are the big days. And then Saturday the 21st is when something comes to a head under the full moon and is either wrapping up an ending or coming through, celebrated, achieved, again, in the social arena with the friend, the group, the internet, the party or event or gathering, charity, astrology topic. Mercury retrograde ending on Sunday the 22nd for Aquarius. So you guys have had 3.5 weeks to go back, rethink something, slow down, release, reconnect, whatever you were going and having your do-over about. And it's been focused on home, real estate deals, renovations, moves, family, parents, roommates, something in that arena. And so now finally on Sunday the 22nd, it goes forward, and now you don't have to deal with the slowdowns or the past issues or situations or people. You can now start to move forward into new territory. You may take some of that old stuff with you, but, you know, whatever you've revised will be part of that. So if you still do need to reconnect or release or rework something, you have till Sunday the 22nd, and then new stuff really starts to open up. And then this week ahead, Tuesday, Wednesday, are the good days if you need to hear something or meet with somebody or, you know, get into that talk moving forward. The Jupiter-Saturn square, the final one of three that started back in August of last year, is going to peak on Thursday the 26th in this week ahead. So, again, anything serious, that obstacles that you need to overcome, look at serious matters with the friend, group, internet, charity, gathering, party, event, astrology, or aspiration. And know that Jupiter's been trying to open up your growth opportunity through some kind of big financial situation or through your sex life, reproductive life, divorce, or third-party scenario. So, you know, if there is still something to deal with in this week ahead between those two arenas, you want to, because after Thursday the 26th, Jupiter will break free of Saturn square and then really start to move between then and September 9th to do what it can to open up those financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, or third-party scenarios for you. For Pisces, all this Sun-Venus energy pouring into Gemini is really going to highlight what you guys can show up and do and really kind of have a good time doing probably when it comes to your home or anything involving real estate deals, moves, renovation, family, parents, or roommates. So, you know, Friday the 20th and Tuesday the 24th are when the two different energies start. They're going to be there for weeks. It's going to help you shine, take the lead, make it about you, get personally involved, physically involved. And it's definitely going to help you smooth things out or attract what you need, whether it's the love in those situations or the money flow or the women or the beauty. You know, maybe you're redecorating your home, you know, or beautifying something for your parent or whatever. So, a lot of good stuff in these weeks ahead in those areas. Now, in the week ahead, there'll be a couple days where you're going to be one-on-one with somebody as you're showing up in those arenas, in the home or with the real estate deals, the renovation, family, move, whatever this is. And this other person is represented by Mars retrograde. So, you know, going back and dealing one-on-one with somebody over the goals that you had in the past there or the career and how that's playing out, what needs to be redone or undone, or what's going on with an authority type, you know, revisiting something with a parent, a boss, a mentor, a judge, you know, some higher up type person. So do what you can, excuse me, on Sunday and Tuesday about that, and realize that on Saturday the 21st, in the middle of those, you know, one-on-one, something is going to come to a head under the full moon in those areas, some kind of really big peak with the goal, the career, or that authority type person. So something, you know, wrapping up an ending or something celebrated and achieved, some big highlight there. Mercury retrograde ending on Sunday the 22nd finally ends, you know, what probably has been a little weird for the Pisces because it's been in your communication zone. So any rethinking of your ideas, your agreements, your sales, your writing, going back and rehashing old talks or meetings, going over anything from the past with brothers or sisters or neighbors or moves or local activities or short trips or with your vehicles or electronics, your writing, your interviews, the auditions, you know, sales and agreements, if I didn't already say that one. Now you're ready to kind of move forward and move into new territory or take things to the next chapter starting Sunday the 22nd. And if you still do need to get in there and talk with somebody from the past or rehash some old idea, you have until Sunday the 22nd under the retrograde. In the week ahead, with the forward momentum here, Tuesday and Wednesday stand out as really good days if you need to get in there and talk to somebody new or about something new. The Jupiter-Saturn square, finally, the third and final one on Thursday the 26th. If there is still any obstacle or anything you need to get real serious about with your goals, your career, or that higher-up authority-type person like the boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher, director, whoever that would be, you know, you want to work on it in this week ahead and realize that Jupiter has been trying really hard since last year to give you the growth you need and open up some kind of happiness or prosperity for you via relationships. And they're part of this Jupiter-Saturn square building this week ahead. So, you know, with romantic partners or business partners, with clients, with specialists, with agents, with attorneys, with opponents, with competitors, you know, so, figure it all into your scenario. What big thing do you need to deal with that person over the goals, the career, or with that authority type person, and see what you can work out, and then realize that once we get past Thursday the 26th, Jupiter breaks free of that Saturn square, start to really then do what it can outside of the challenge to open up your world via these key relationships between then and September 9th. So that's it, guys. Wow, I made it an exact hour tonight. It's Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week, same time, and I hope you guys have a terrific week.